Anna Nicole Smith, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org.
Vicki Lynn Marshall, born November 28, 1967, and died February 8, 2007. Better known under the stage name of Anna Nicole Smith, was an American sex symbol, model, actress, and celebrity. Her highly publicized marriage to oil business executive and billionaire J. Howard Marshall, 63 years her senior, resulted in speculation that she married the octogenarian for his money, which she denied. Following his death, she began a lengthy legal battle over a share of his estate. Her case, Marshall v. Marshall, reached the U.S. Supreme Court on a question of federal jurisdiction. Born and raised in Texas, Smith dropped out of high school and first married at the age of 17. She first gained popularity in Playboy, becoming the 1993 Playmate of the Year. She modeled for clothing companies, including Guess Jeans. She starred in her own reality TV show, The Anna Nicole Show. In the months before her death, she was the focus of renewed press coverage surrounding the death of her son, Daniel Smith. Section 1, Early Life. Born Vicki Lynn Hogan in Houston, Texas, Anna Nicole was the only child of Donald Eugene Hogan, born July 12, 1947, and Virgie Mae Tabers, born July 12, 1951, who married on February 22, 1967. Her father then left the family. He and Virgie divorced on November 4, 1969. Virgie's oldest child, Anna Nicole's half-brother, is David Luther Tacker Jr., born 1966. Anna Nicole was raised by her mother and aunt, Elaine Todd Tabers, wife of Virgie's brother, Melvin Tabers. Virgie, who worked as a law enforcement officer in Houston for 28 years, subsequently married Donald R. Hart in 1971. Their child was Donald Ray Hart Jr., born 1972. After Virgie married Donald Hart, Anna Nicole changed her name to Nikki Hart. Virgie and Donald Hart divorced in 1983. Virgie then married Joe D. Thompson in 1987, divorced in 1991. James T. Sanders in 1996, who then died in 1996, and James H. Arthur in 2000. Anna Nicole's father, Donald, married Wanda Faye Atkinson in 1970 and had the following children: Donna Hogan, born 1971, Donald Ray Hogan, born 1973, and Amy Hogan, born 1975. Donald and Wanda were divorced in 1978. Donald married Carolyn S. Vandiver in 1996. Anna Nicole attended Durkee Elementary School and Aladine Intermediate School in Houston. When she was in the ninth grade, she was sent to live with her mother's younger sister, Kay Bial, in Mejia, Texas. At Mejia High School, Anna Nicole failed her freshman year and quit school during her sophomore year. While working as a waitress at Jim's Crispy Fried Chicken in Mejia, she met Billy Wayne Smith, who was a cook at the restaurant. The couple married April 4, 1985. She was 17 and he was 16. The next year, she gave birth to their son, Daniel Wayne Smith. She and Billy separated in 1987, and she moved to Houston with one-year-old Daniel. They were officially divorced February 3, 1993, in Houston. Initially, she found employment at Walmart, then as a waitress at Red Lobster. She then became an exotic dancer, and in 1991 began taking modeling and voice lessons. In October of that year, she saw an ad in the newspaper to audition for Playboy magazine. Section 2, Playboy and Modeling Career. Smith's career took off after she was chosen by Hugh Hefner to appear on the cover of the March 1992 issue of Playboy, where she is listed as Vicki Smith, wearing a low-cut evening gown. Smith said she planned to be the next Marilyn Monroe. Becoming one of Playboy's most popular models, Smith began a trend for a more big-bust look, although her breasts were surgically enhanced. Smith was chosen to be the 1993 Playmate of the Year. By the time of her Playmate of the Year pictorial, she had settled on the name Anna Nicole Smith. Smith secured a contract to replace supermodel Claudia Schiffer in the Guess Jeans ad campaign in a series of sultry black-and-white photographs. Guess capitalized on Smith's strong resemblance to sex symbol Jane Mansfield and put her in Jane-inspired photo sessions. In 1993, before Christmas, she modeled for the Swedish clothing company Hennes & Mauritz, also known as H&M. She was dressed in underwear and arranged in seductive poses. She appeared on big posters in Sweden and Norway. The fact was widely discussed in media and more. A photograph of Smith was used by New York Magazine on the cover of its August 22, 1994 issue, titled White Trash Nation. In the photo, she appears squatting in a short skirt and cowboy boots as she eats chips. In October 1994, Smith's lawyer initiated a $5 million lawsuit against the magazine, claiming unauthorized use of her photo and that the article had damaged her reputation. Her lawyer said that Smith was told she was being photographed to embody the all-American woman look and that they wanted glamour shots. He further stated that the picture used was taken for fun during a break. Section 3, Marriage to Marshall. While performing at Gigi's, a Houston strip club, in October 1991, Smith met elderly oil billionaire J. Howard Marshall, and they began a relationship. During that two-year relationship, he reportedly lavished gifts on her and asked her to marry him several times. She divorced her husband, Billy, on February 3, 1993, in Houston. On June 27, 1994, Smith, only 26, and Marshall, 89, married in Houston. As you can imagine, this resulted in a great deal of gossip about her marrying him for his money. Though she reportedly never lived with him, Smith maintained that she loved her husband, and age did not matter to her. 13 months after his marriage to Smith, Marshall died on August 4, 1995, in Houston. Section 4, Inheritance Court Cases. Within weeks of J. Howard Marshall's death, Smith and her husband's son, E. Pierce Marshall, battled over her claim for half of her late husband's estate valued at $1.6 billion U.S. She temporarily joined forces with J. Howard's other son, James Howard Marshall III, whom the elder Howard had disowned. Howard III claimed J. Howard orally promised him a portion of his estate. Like Smith, Howard III was also left out of J. Howard's will. The case has gone on for more than a decade, producing a highly publicized court battle in Texas and several judicial decisions that have gone both for and against Smith in that time. In 1996, Smith filed for bankruptcy in California as a result of an $850,000 judgment against her for sexual harassment of an employee. Because any money potentially due to her from the Marshall estate would be part of her potential assets, the bankruptcy court involved itself in the matter. Smith claimed J. Howard orally promised her half of his estate if she married him. In September 2000, a Los Angeles bankruptcy judge awarded her over $449 million U.S. In July 2001, Houston judge Mike Wood affirmed the jury findings in the probate case by ruling that Smith was entitled to nothing and ordered her to pay over $1 million in fees and expenses to Pierce's legal team. The conflict between Texas probate court and California bankruptcy court judgments forced the matter into federal court. In March 2002, a federal judge vacated the California bankruptcy court's ruling and issued a new ruling, but reduced the award to $88 million U.S. In December 2004, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the March 2002 decision, affirming the Texas probate jury findings that no misconduct had occurred, Smith was not one of J. Howard Marshall's heirs, and that the federal courts lacked jurisdiction to overrule the probate decisions of a Texas state court. The U.S. Supreme Court decided in September 2005 to hear the appeal of that decision. The Bush administration subsequently directed the Solicitor General to intercede on Smith's behalf out of an interest to expand federal court jurisdiction over state probate disputes. After months of waiting, Smith and her stepson, Pierce, learned of the Supreme Court's decision on May 1, 2006. The justices unanimously decided in favor of Smith. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote the majority opinion. The decision did not give Smith a portion of her husband's estate, but affirmed her right to pursue a share of it in federal court. On June 20, 2006, E. Pierce Marshall died at age 67 from an aggressive infection. His widow, Elaine T. Marshall, now represents his estate. The case has been remanded to the Ninth Circuit to adjudicate the remaining appellate issues not previously resolved. For further information, see Marshall v. Marshall. After Anna's death, the New York Times reported that the case over the Marshall fortune is likely to continue in the name of Ms. Smith's infant daughter. It was revealed on April 10th that the DNA test of Anna Nicole's baby showed that Larry Burkhead, the former boyfriend of the late Playboy model, is Daniel Lynn's father. Section 5, Film and Television Career. Although her film appearances in The Hudsucker Proxy and Naked Gun 33 and a Third, The Final Insult, were highly publicized in 1994, little was done to further Smith's acting career. Her first starring role was as Colette Dubois, a retired spy seeking revenge for the murder of her husband in the action thriller To the Limit in 1995. Smith next starred in and also produced the action thriller Skyscraper in 1997. In that, she played helicopter pilot Carrie Wisk, who lands on a high-rise building and upon learning it has been taken over by terrorists, becomes engaged in a deadly fight to save hostages. Both films and Smith's performances in them were usually critically panned. During the course of the litigation over her late husband's estate, her career stalled. Her legal battle, her increasing weight, and her reportedly bizarre behavior made her regular fodder for late-night television comedians. In 2002, she debuted in her own reality TV series on the E! Cable Network, The Anna Nicole Show. The series focused on her personal and private life in the manner of other reality shows, such as the ratings hit The Osbournes. One of the recurring guests on the show was interior designer Bobby Trendy of West Hollywood, California, who often feuded with lawyer Howard K. Stern. The debut of The Anna Nicole Show was the highest-rated series on the network, but critics blasted it and ratings dropped with each successive week. However, it achieved a cult status among some, particularly college fraternities. The show was canceled in February 2004 due to creative differences, but has retained some life in reruns and on DVD releases. Smith's next appearance on the big screen was as herself in Wasabi Tuna in 2003, about a group of friends who kidnapped her dog, Sugar Pie, on Halloween. She appeared as herself again in Be Cool in 2005, a crime comedy about the film and music industries that stars John Travolta, Uma Thurman, and The Rock. In Illegal Aliens, she produced and starred as Lucy, a sci-fi comedy about beautiful space aliens saving the Earth from evil. This is scheduled for release in May 2007. In 2006, the soap opera Passions did a spoof of Smith in the form of a blonde bombshell by the name of Hannah Nicola Smythe, arriving in Harmony. A biography of Anna Nicole Smith's life is now in the works. The movie will document Smith's rise from exotic dancer to her reality show diet spokesmodel stardom, from her late teens until her February 2007 death at age 39. Willa Ford will star as Anna in the film. Section 6, Smith as spokesperson. In an interview on Late Night with Conan O'Brien, Smith was asked what her Playmate diet consisted of. She instantly replied, fried chicken. In October 2003, she became a spokesperson for Trim Spa, which helped her lose a reported 69 pounds, or 31 kilograms. In November 2004, she appeared at the American Music Awards to introduce a musical performance and attracted attention because of her slurred speech and behavior. During her live appearance, she threw her arms up and exclaimed, "Like my body?" Smith murmured other comments and alluded to Trim Spa. The incident became comic material for presenters throughout the rest of the program. The following day, her appearance was featured in the media. Tabloids speculated that Smith was under the influence of pills or some other controlled substance. Her representatives explained that she was in pain due to a series of grueling workouts. They further asserted that she had difficulty reading the prompter because she was not wearing her contact lenses. After reportedly losing some 80 pounds, or 36 kilograms, Smith returned to her trim shape from the early 1990s. In March 2005, at the first MTV Australia Video Music Awards in Sydney's Luna Park, she spoofed Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction by pulling down her dress to reveal both breasts, each covered with the MTV logo. Smith has also been featured in advertisements for the animal rights group PETA. Spoofing Marilyn Monroe's Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend segment in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, a 2004 ad states gentlemen prefer fur-free blondes. Due to her support of the anti-fur movement, in particular her criticism of Canadian seal hunting, PETA began a petition in memory of Smith to the Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper to end the annual tradition. In another ad the following year, Smith posed with her dogs in a campaign against IAM's dog food for the alleged cruelty to animals, as well as the manufacturer Procter & Gamble and sister company Yukonuba. In 2006, Smith gave up modeling, although she remained a spokesperson for Trim Spa. Section 7, Personal Life. Section 7.1, Birth of Daughter. Main article, Daniel Lin, Burkhead Paternity Case. Smith announced on June 1, 2006, in a video clip posted on her official website, that she was pregnant. "Let me stop all the rumors," she said while floating on an inflatable raft in a swimming pool. "Yes, I am pregnant. I'm happy. I'm very, very happy about it. Everything's going really, really good, and I'll be checking in and out periodically on the web, and I'll let you see me as I'm growing." Though her announcement did not provide any details, in an interview with Larry King on CNN's Larry King Live, Smith's longtime personal attorney, Howard K. Stern, said that he and Smith had been in a secret relationship for a very long time, and then appeared to contradict the contention when he said they were confident he fathered the baby because of the timing of the pregnancy, which appeared to imply that there was at least one other possible father. Her ex-boyfriend, entertainment photojournalist Larry Burkhead, steadfastly maintained his contention that he is the baby's father and filed a lawsuit to challenge paternity. Smith's daughter, Daniel Lynn Hope Marshall Stern, was born on September 7, 2006, at Doctors Hospital in Nassau, Bahamas. The Bahamian birth certificate records the father as Howard K. Stern. A judge in the United States ordered that DNA tests be performed to determine who is the biological father of Daniel Lin. Following Smith's death, Deborah Opry, the lawyer of Larry Burkhead, asked for an emergency DNA sample to be taken from the corpse. Smith's lawyer, Ron Rail, objected strongly to this request. The request was denied by a judge, instead ordering Smith's body preserved until February 20th. According to a story published in the New York Daily News, Donna Hogan, Smith's younger half-sister, has said that the model froze the sperm of her second husband, Marshall, prior to his death. The newspaper says Hogan wrote in her unpublished manuscript about her sister, entitled Trainwreck, that to her family, she hinted that she had used the old man's frozen sperm and would be giving birth to Howard Marshall's child. However, the publisher of Hogan's book described the newspaper's claims as a hoax. On February 9, 2007, Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband, Frederick Prinz von Anhalt, said that he had a decade-long affair with Smith and could potentially be the father of her infant girl, Daniel Lin. Alexander Denk, a former bodyguard for Anna Nicole Smith, reportedly told the tabloid television program Extra that he had an affair with his former employer and that it was possible he could be Daniel Lin's father. Mark Hatton, a.k.a. Mark Hollywood Hatton, also came forward to claim that he is the father of Anna Nicole Smith's little girl, Daniel Lin. On February 14, 2007, TMZ.com wrote that Smith had been given a prescription for methadone under a false name while she was in her eighth month of pregnancy. The Medical Board of California launched a review into the matter. The prescribing doctor, Sandeep Kapoor, said his treatment was sound and appropriate. On April 10, 2007, a Bahamian judge ruled Larry Burkhead, a former boyfriend, as the father of Daniel Lin. He cited that the DNA test results confirmed at 99.99% certainty that Burkhead is the father. Dr. Michael Baird, who performed the test, also commented on its accuracy. Commenting on this revelation, Burkhead stated, "I hate to be the one to tell you this, but I told you so. I'm the father. My baby's going to be coming home pretty soon." Howard K. Stern does not plan to fight Burkhead for custody. Although Stern will not fight for custody, Anna's mother, Virgie Arthur, plans to battle in court for the right of custody. Burkhead was allowed to take the baby back to the United States, but must return to the Bahamas for a custody hearing in June. Section 7.2, Death of Son. Smith's 20-year-old son, Daniel Smith, died on September 10, 2006, in his mother's hospital room while visiting her and his newborn sister. After the coroner labeled the death reserved, Smith hired forensic pathologist Cyril Weck to perform a second autopsy. His death certificate was issued on September 21, 2006, so that he can be buried. While Smith remained in the Bahamas with Daniel Lin and Stern, Daniel's family in the United States, including his father, Billy Smith, gathered with friends on October 7, 2006, in Mejia, Texas, for a memorial service. Daniel was buried at Lakeview Cemetery on New Providence, Bahamas, on October 19, 2006, almost 6 weeks after his death.
According to Howard K. Stern, Smith's longtime companion, she was devastated over her son's death. Anna and Daniel were inseparable. Daniel was without question the most important person in Anna's life, Stern told Circuit Judge Larry Seidlin during his testimony in the legal battle after the model's death. At Daniel's funeral, she had them open the coffin and tried to climb inside. She said that if Daniel has to be buried, I want to be buried with him, Stern testified. She was ready to go down with him. Howard K. Stern revealed that Anna saw herself as both mother and father to Daniel. From the time I met her, everything was for Daniel. I would say that physically she died last week, but in a lot of ways, emotionally, she died when Daniel died, he added.
Dr. Wecht announced on Larry King Live that the procedure he performed on September 17, 2006, showed that Daniel died from a lethal combination of Zoloft, Lexapro, and methadone. Although he explained that methadone is used in the treatment of heroin and morphine addiction, Wecht said he had no information to make any conclusion why Daniel was using the drug. On February 8, 2007, Wecht said on Fox News that he still had no information about how Daniel obtained methadone. Section 7.3, Commitment Ceremony with Stern. On September 28, 2006, Smith and Howard K. Stern exchanged vows and rings in an informal commitment ceremony aboard the 41-foot catamaran Margaritaville off the coast of the Bahamas. She wore a white dress and carried a bouquet of red roses, while he wore a black dress suit with a white shirt. Although they pledged their love and made a commitment to be there for one another before a Baptist minister, no marriage certificate was issued, and the ceremony is not legally binding. After the ceremony, they landed on the island of Sandy Cay, where they had a party and celebrated with champagne and apple cider that they had brought over for the occasion by sailboat. Regarding the questionable timing of the ceremony, Smith's attorney in Nassau stated, "They needed a little adrenaline boost because things have been so hectic and devastating in their life recently." The photos of their ceremony was sold through Getty Images to People magazine for around $1 million.
Section 7.4, Residency in the Bahamas. Anna Nicole Smith and Howard K. Stern were reportedly staying in the Bahamas to avoid paternity testing of her daughter in the United States. In late 2006, Smith was granted permanent resident status in the Bahamas by Immigration Minister Shane Gibson. On February 11, 2007, newspaper photographs were published showing Smith lying clothed in bed in an embrace with Gibson. Opposition politicians in the Bahamas accused the minister of improper behavior. Gibson resigned as a result of the controversy and claimed that the photos taken by Stern were innocent. The basis of Smith's permanent residency status was the claim that she owned a $900,000 mansion, which she said was given to her by a former boyfriend, real estate developer G. Ben Thompson of South Carolina. Thompson asserted that he loaned Smith the finances to purchase the property, but that she failed to repay the loan and was attempting to regain control of the property. Thompson sued to evict Smith from the property in Bahama court and received a default judgment against her when she failed to respond to the eviction or appear in court on November 28, 2006. Ford Shelley, son-in-law of G. Ben Thompson, claimed that methadone was found in Anna's bedroom refrigerator while the mansion was being reclaimed. A photograph provided by TMZ shows a large bottle of methadone along with vials of injectable cyanocobalamin in her refrigerator. Section 8, Death and Funeral. On February 8, 2007, Smith was found unresponsive in room 607 at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. According to Seminole Police Chief Charlie Tiger, at 1:38 p.m., 1838 UTC, Smith's friend and bodyguard, Maurice Bigbone Breitharp, who was a trained paramedic, called the hotel front desk from her sixth-floor room. The front desk, in turn, called security, who then called 911. At 1:45 p.m., the bodyguard administered CPR before she was rushed to Memorial Regional Hospital at 2:10 p.m. and pronounced dead on arrival at 2:49 p.m. A phone call was released to the public on February 13, 2007, involving Seminole Police and the local 911 operator saying, "We need assistance to room 607 at the Hard Rock. It's in reference to a white female. She's not breathing and not responsive. Actually, it's Anna Nicole Smith." Since her death, various legal battles have ensued regarding the will, the paternity of her daughter, and her final resting place, all resulting in a delay in her burial. Smith was finally buried March 2nd at Nassau's Lakeview Memorial Gardens and Mausoleum in a plot adjacent to her son Daniel. Daniel's father reportedly wanted his son exhumed and reburied in his home state of Texas. After a 7-week investigation led by Broward County Medical Examiner and forensic pathologist Dr. Joshua Perper, in combination with Seminole Police and several independent forensic pathologists and toxicologists, Dr. Perper announced that Smith died of combined drug intoxication with the sleeping medication chloral hydrate as the major component. No illegal drugs were found in her system. The official report states that her death was not considered to be due to homicide, suicide, or natural causes. The full investigative report has been made public and can be found online. Additionally, an official copy of the autopsy report was publicly released on March 26, 2007, and can also be found online. Ultimately, her death was ruled an accidental drug overdose of the sedative chloral hydrate that became increasingly lethal when combined with other prescription drugs in her system, specifically 4 benzodiazepines, clonopin, clonazepam, Ativan, lorazepam, Cerax, oxazepam, and Valium, diazepam. Furthermore, she had taken Benadryl, diphenhydramine, and Topamax, topiramate, an anticonvulsant GABA agonist, which likely contributed to the sedative effect of chloral hydrate and the benzodiazepines. Although the individual levels of any of the benzodiazepines in her system would not have been sufficient to cause death, their combination with a high dose of chloral hydrate led to her death. The autopsy report indicates that chloral hydrate was the toxic, lethal drug, but it is difficult to know if chloral hydrate ingestion would have killed her alone, since Dr. Perper indicated in the March 26th press conference that she had built up a tolerance to the drug and took more than the average person. He indicated that she took about 3 tablespoons, whereas the normal dosage is between 1 and 2 teaspoons. Despite rumors of methadone use due to its involvement in her son's death, Dr. Perper only found methadone in her bile, indicating that it could have only been ingested 2 to 3 days prior to her death and was not a contributing factor. The autopsy report indicates that abscesses of her buttocks, presumably from prior injections of vitamin B12, cyanocobalamin, and viral enteritis were contributory causes of death. Tests for influenza A and B were negative. On March 31, 2007, TMZ.com reported that Fox News anchor Greta Van Strausen acquired paperwork from Dr. Joshua Perper's office that indicated 8 of the 11 drugs in Anna Nicole Smith's system, including the chloral hydrate, were prescribed to Howard K. Stern, not Anna Nicole. Additionally, 2 of the medicines were written for Alex Katz, and 1 was written for Anna Nicole's friend and psychiatrist, Dr. Christine Yuroshevitz. Dr. Perper acknowledged that all 11 prescriptions were written by Dr. Yuroshevitz herself. On May 15, 2007, TMZ.com announced the official release of Anna Nicole's will. TMZ states, "The petition to probate Anna's will was filed in Los Angeles County Superior Court. It is the same will that was discussed during the contentious Florida court hearings. The will doesn't name Larry Burkhead as a beneficiary, but the petition to probate lists him as a party with interest in Anna's estate. In the will, Anna is listed to have personal property valued at $10,000 and real property valued at $1.8 million when she died. However, she still had a $1.1 million mortgage."
This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.